From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today brought more news about anthrax. The White House announced that a remote mail facility has tested positive for the presence of anthrax spores. Officials in Washington, D.C. confirmed that inhalation anthrax killed two postal workers in the area. In New Jersey, health officials say a mail handler is now being treated for inhalation anthrax. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports on the investigation into who's sending anthrax bacteria through the U.S. postal system.
According to law enforcement sources, the investigation into terrorism has been divided into two parts. One set of investigators is tracing the events of the September 11th hijacking attacks. Another group is working the anthrax cases, a type of threat that the FBI has never really faced before. FBI investigators are working with health officials and laboratories to identify the strain of anthrax and identify other potential victims who may not know they've been exposed to the deadly bacteria. Eddie Bresnitz is a state epidemiologist in New Jersey.
What we're trying to do is identify any previous cases of human anthrax that occurred after September 11th that may not have come to our attention, and also to alert them that we want to emphasize in a surveillance to detect any future potential cases, both cutaneous as well as inhalational.
At the same time, the FBI is looking for the source of the anthrax spores and trying to trace it back to the perpetrator. And experts say that is not so simple. For example, it's not clear where the anthrax bacteria came from, within the United States or abroad. One expert says the anthrax spores found in New York, Washington, and Florida are all the Ames strain. That's a particularly virulent strain that was isolated in Ames, Iowa in 1980. This source says the Ames strain is used to test whether an anthrax vaccine works in animals and has probably been distributed to laboratories around the world. So, he says, that bacteria could have come from overseas. On the other hand, it was not until 1996 that security at U.S. laboratories was tightened. Before that, law enforcement and other sources say a person could request anthrax spores from a U.S. laboratory, saying they were needed for testing. So, one source says, if a group planned far enough ahead, it could have obtained the spores from a U.S. laboratory before 1996 and just waited for an opportunity to send them through the mail. Now law enforcement officials are doing basic gumshoe work. Sources say they are checking pharmacy records in the Trenton area to see if anyone suspicious bought a penicillin or Cipro before the anthrax spores began traveling through the mail. U.S. agents are also working with Canadian police to track suspicious activities in laboratories. And they are working with the evidence they do have, namely the letters and the envelopes to NBC's Tom Brokaw and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, building a psychological profile of the sender, as well as trying to analyze the paper for fingerprints, DNA, and the paper's source. Asked about the perpetrators, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said this.
There is a suspicion that this is connected to international terrorists. The investigators also do not rule out that it could be something domestic, that it could be a lone person operating, doing this.
Earlier, Attorney General John Ashcroft said the part of the investigation not related to anthrax has made some gains. Appearing with the German Interior Minister, Ashcroft said U.S. and German investigators had uncovered evidence of a terrorist cell that operated in Hamburg, Germany, since at least 1999. The cell included Mohammed Atta, two other suspected pilots on the hijacked planes, and three accomplices.
The German government has dedicated hundreds of investigators and executed dozens of searches to hunt down the terrorists. It is clear that Hamburg served as a central base of operations for these six individuals and their part in the planning of the September 11th attacks.
The three suspected accomplices have disappeared. If we knew where they were, Ashcroft said, I think we'd go get them. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.